blame for the love that's deep inside us now. It's still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Realize.
Okay, welcome to the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, the show that has been called the alternative to the alternative media, and for good reason. You know, for good reason, because, you know, you'll never know what you'll find out if you ask the right questions. And that's really the key to this. And you can see that in many, many areas, the people in charge of controlling information do not ask the proper questions and allow the criminals to just go scot-free and run roughshod over the American people. Before I get to my guests, and I'll announce who they are just after this short break, did you ever really wonder who really controls the 9/11 truth conferences? And are Americans really getting the full story? You know, speculation abounds about who really caused 9/11, but why is the Vatican-Jesuit connection conveniently left out of the debate in big conferences like Chicago and the upcoming one this month in Arizona? Now, you can go to my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and you can read a story that I wrote about that subject and about why certain people are conveniently left off the podium while the same old people go from Chicago to Arizona, and then a few months later, who knows where, Denver, and the same old message is given out 5 years after the fact that 9/11 was most likely, beyond a reasonable doubt, covered up by our government, and we know that. Now, as the Arctic Beacon, that's my website, as well as other credible truth outlets, have compiled sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, and I use that as a legal term, as you know I have a legal background, that the government's story about 9/11 is bogus, and that a cover-up exists to keep the true cause of the mass murder from the American people. Hard evidence, folks, compiled in the last 5 years, however, has never been properly addressed by the 9/11 Commission, and has never been brought before a proper court of law, or even a grand jury. Furthermore, the debate about 9/11 still remains in the court of public opinion, as the 9/11 truth movement, which goes from city to city every few months with a large conference, has been unfortunately infiltrated by numerous PSYOPs agents working for the Vatican-led New World Order. The intention of these agents is to control the 9/11 debate, as well as steer information from the true culprits. What this means is that a lot of hot air is blown around at these so-called truth conferences, but very little progress is made at getting at the real perpetrators. Now, if you think about what I just said, when I first started researching 9/11, and there's many other people, the focus of the research was to collect evidence to show that the government story was bogus, to collect evidence to show that there was a cover-up. It didn't center on the speculation of who did it. And so once that enough evidence was compiled, and I'll tell you what, there's a boatload of evidence that could go before a jury or a grand jury and show that this story is bogus, that has been covered up by the people that actually did it. The next step is to question, well, who really did it? For example, you know, I had mentioned that in these conferences, and I talked to a couple people involved in this next conference, because I just basically never go to these conferences anymore, speak, because I find them to be, well, put it this way, it gets the word out. If there's a lot of new people that come, it gets the word out, but you don't want the message skewed. You want the whole story told. I'll finish up with this thought, then get to my guests. It's going to be a great show. We're going to tell you how to run for Congress, and we also have a presidential candidate, John Buchanan, with us, and his campaign manager, and we're going to talk to you about how you can get involved in the Citizen Candidate Party to get rid of these criminals in our government. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. using the same principle. Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Oh, walking towards Washington,
walk until peace has come.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and just one last thought. I'm going to do this very quickly, then I'm going to get to my guests. I'll finish that thought about the 9/11 truth conferences and what really goes on behind the scenes, because I believe that the whole story about 9/11 isn't being told, and we know there's enough evidence to bring a grand jury hearing or to bring a new investigation. But the speculation about who did it is always skewed, and also the evidence, the main evidence, a lot of the evidence that should be brought out at these conferences isn't, and that's some of the personal eyewitness evidence that comes across through the family members and other things regarding the planes, and it becomes a confusing mess when you stick to just expert testimony, because that's a very small part of a court case. For example, Stephen Jones, the professor, his legal value to 9/11 is just a little piece of the puzzle of what a case would be involved. It would be limited to his expert testimony regarding the free fall of the World Trade Center, and that would be it. But his public opinion is huge right now, and I think it's a little bit imbalanced. And there should be other people on the podium, like Rick Siegel, who's being left out of the Arizona conference, and there's many others, and I'll get into that in the next hour. So look forward to that at the top of the next hour. Anyway, my guests today are John Buchanan. He's the presidential candidate on the Citizens Candidate Party. We've had John on before, and he's a really patriot and a person who's investigated the Bush-Nazi connection, verified it in the congressional record. And with him is Galen Michik, and excuse me if I didn't pronounce that right. Galen, correct me if I'm wrong. But he's his campaign manager, and we're going to talk to you today about why you should get behind a truth teller and not a liar, like a lot of these guys running for president, and also how you can get involved with the congressional campaign in your district and run yourself, because I would bet a dime to a dollar that many of you listening are more qualified than the people that are in Congress right now, simply for the fact that you would be willing to get at the truth. John, are you with us today?
Indeed, Greg. How are you doing today?
Good. And Galen, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Thanks, Greg. Hey, John.
Well, listen, I'm looking forward to a spirited debate by you guys, and I want John or Galen, whoever you feel, whoever wants to step forward first, to really tell us about the progress being made with your campaign, John, and also to get other people on board across the country. Go ahead, you guys.
Galen, you want to take that first?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start it off. Well, I'm very excited to be here again today with Greg and John, and we are doing something very historic, and that is we are pushing candidates for presidency and for the Congress in a cleaning the house kind of metaphor, if you will, that people that have courage and people are willing to stand up and tell the truth about a lot of things, 9/11 being one of those. And that's why I'm working with John on this campaign, because John is the only presidential candidate that I know of who's willing to stand up and tell the truth on such things as the Federal Reserve, the Bushes, the Republican Democratic parties, the fact that they are working for the same people, and 9/11. So, John?
Absolutely. And the only point I would add in a general way to what Galen said is that the thing that I hope your listeners will really understand and respond to is that we're really trying to, you know, in effect, overthrow the U.S. government, when you think about it, in a peaceful, constitutional way, because, you know, every opinion poll now, as recently as last week even, you know, shows that one of the few things that, you know, virtually all Americans agree on, or a large majority agree on, is that they're fed up with the job that the government, and specifically the Congress, is doing. So our real goal is to get 535 candidates to run and get elected as common citizens, you know, regular people, non-politicians, whose only goal is to be a citizen representative in the House of Representatives or the Senate of their neighbors, their co-workers, their friends, and to start to, you know, bring some sanity and truth to American government. Because the issues that Galen and I are talking about, things like, you know, ending the corporate role in politics, banning corporate lobbying, looking at the defense budget and cutting the defense budget substantially and helping the American economy rather than spending more money on the ridiculous defense budget that we're looking at for next year and so on, and reforming the major media so that it reports the truth and not corporate rhetoric, and getting citizens more involved in the political process. You know, unfortunately, none of the announced so-called major candidates from either party ever breathe a word about any of those issues. And the classic example, I think, is the issue of getting corporations out of politics. If John Edwards or Rudy Giuliani or Hillary Clinton or any of them were to open their mouth about getting corporations out of politics, what they'd actually be doing is getting themselves out of the presidential race, because they wouldn't be able to raise a dime after that. They'd be cut off and, you know, disavowed, because they're whores for the corporate system, all of them from both parties. And so I also believe, and Galen believes, and the people that we're talking to believe, and I know that a lot of your listeners believe, that it's a myth that we have a two-party system. We have a one-party system, which is the corporate party, and it's an illusion to think that when you really get down to the issues that matter, there's any difference between Republicans and Democrats, because there isn't.
Yeah, and that's a good point, John. And Galen, I know that you've had experience. A good example is your experience with Dennis Kucinich. What happened with 9/11 with him. And even, you know, after that last time you were on the show, you and John, and we brought that up because we had Donna Marsh O'Connor, who lost her daughter who was pregnant in 9/11, and she's been trying to get to the truth, and she really held out hope that Dennis would bring that investigation to fruition, which has come to pass. He sent her, through his aide, top aide a message that 9/11 is in the past. Well, I brought her on the show, and she was upset. Then you came on the show, and John came on the show and expressed your opinions. Immediately after that, Kucinich went out on the campaign trail and issued several statements that he would introduce in a new investigation if and only if there was proper scientific evidence that showed that this 9/11 was an inside job. Well, that evidence is already there.
Yeah,
he was dancing around.
Joke. That's such a joke.
Yeah, go ahead, comment on that, because I said he was dancing around the issue again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kucinich is in the – he's one of the players. He's no different than any of these other players. The thing that I learned when I was working on his campaign, and I was his media analyst for Northern California, so I was working on the campaign. I gave the man money. I worked over 40 hours a week for him without pay. And the thing is, it was told to me by the person that managed the people of color. And she said, look, the only reason the Democratic Party allows Al Sharpton to debate is because he agrees that when he is not selected, not if, but when, that he will endorse the person that is selected, is nominated, and then bringing his constituency, the black vote. And I didn't put two and two together at the time because I didn't realize the system was this corrupt. That's the only reason that Dennis Kucinich is there. He is there to bring Greens and progressives into the Democratic Party and get them to vote for either Hillary Clinton or Obama or whoever they select. But I can tell you they're not going to select Kucinich. We know that for sure. And Kucinich is never going to investigate 9/11 because he's not for real.
Yeah.
This thing that I saw, that the tape that he said that he'll investigate it if there's physical evidence. That's nonsense. There's adequate physical. The official narrative violates laws of physics, chemistry, and thermodynamics. So you know the official narrative is impossible. It's physically impossible. And for him to 5 years later being saying things like, "Show me the evidence," I mean, that's ludicrous.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why you're behind John. And I know John has discussed this issue, and he's willing to state right categorically, right, John, that you'd open up a new investigation immediately.
Absolutely, I'd like to bring an additional point of perspective to that as well, and that is that I've never met anyone, and I don't know anyone who can tell me exactly what happened prior to and on the morning of 9/11 and prove it with evidence that would stand up in a court of law, right? However, I know plenty about what didn't happen the way the government said it happened to know that there is an absolutely critical need for a major federal investigation on the order of the joint congressional investigation into Watergate that ultimately brought Richard Nixon down, to get to the bottom of it, because the so-called 9/11 commission was a joke. At best, a joke.
Exactly.
It's a cover-up.
Exactly, and what we're talking about here is that by gathering the evidence to prove that the 9/11 didn't occur the way the government said, and gathering the evidence to show that their story was bogus, that is not speculation. There's two areas here. First, you gather the evidence, which they haven't done yet, and which we can do. Secondarily, after that evidence gathered, you begin to turn speculation of who did it into fact and bring the perpetrators to justice. And it's my contention that the reason this is covered up is to cover up any of all the people involved in our government and other places around the world who are involved in bringing this about. And that's the reason this commission covered up the beginning stages.
Oh, indeed. There are still a lot of people out there, probably, to be honest, a majority of the American people, understandably, who are, you know, terrified at and traumatized by the mere thought that the government could have had a hand in such a horrible tragedy, right?
Right.
And they just can't get their mind around even the possibility that that's true.
Good point. Let's take a break, a short break, and we'll be back with our guests after this short break on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and one thing, John and Galen, that happens with a movement like yours is that it really goes in one ear and out the other because it doesn't get covered enough. The mainstream media, of course, is going to ignore this until they have to cover it, and hopefully they will once a number of people around the country get involved. But what I want to do, and I want to tell you guys this, I'm going to keep you guys here for this hour because I know John has to move on to another meeting, but I'm going to have you on every couple of weeks, and I promise to do that. Until I want to use this show as a launching pad so other journalists pick this up, other people, other broadcasters, and then we'll keep the message moving until until the end, and then other people, and then I think the mainstream will have to cover this once we get a whole group of people involved all over the country. What do you think, John?
I totally agree. It's got to be the ultimate grassroots movement, but Galen and I had a long conversation about this several weeks ago when he and I agreed to work together, and we're going to be optimistic and get into this believing that we can pull a miracle and shock the world, as Muhammad Ali once said when he beat Sonny Liston. But I'd like to add one quick point to finish what we were talking about going into the break, because I know a lot of your listeners have probably seen this, but I only happened to see it the other night on Free Speech TV, and that is the documentary about the famous journalist of the 40s and 50s, George Seldes, called Tell the Truth and Run. And it goes to the mindset of the American people largely not being able to believe that the government would kill 3,000 people on September 11th for a stated objective, right?
Right.
It turns out that George Seldes, in his famous newsletter, in fact, back in the early 1950s, reported on the tobacco companies and the fact that they knew very well that tobacco products were killing people. Therefore, they were essentially in the business of murdering their own customers. And he actually uncovered advertising contracts, which I had never heard of, between magazines and cigarette companies, that in return for the advertising, the magazines or newspapers would never report on the dangers of smoking. So my point is that to any American who really has trouble believing even the possibility that 3,000 people would die on September 11th, I would introduce the fact that millions of Americans were literally murdered by the tobacco companies, and the media in large part was compliant, including the famous 60 Minutes episode that became the movie The Insider, where they ultimately refused to air the segment with Jeffrey Wigand, you know, supposedly for legal reasons, with the documentation he had on Philip Morris. And, you know, what we need in this company is an awakening to a very harsh reality, I think. And that harsh reality is that all governments historically are corrupt. And the old saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely has never been more true than it is today. And the one thing, the only hope that optimistic people can cling to, I believe, and Galen believes, is that Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Thomas Paine, among others, understood what they were talking about when they created a radical form of self-government. We govern ourselves. The government has come to be perceived as something different and apart from us. And Thomas Paine said the government and the people are one and the same. That's an ethic of government that we've lost. And if we don't get that back by taking over the government as common citizens, our only qualification to run for office is that we meet the constitutional requirements of age and citizenship. And in the case of president, that you had to be born here. And if you meet those requirements, you're every bit as fit to serve as president or a member of Congress as any of these bums that are there now. And if George W. Bush has proven anything at all, he has proven that anybody could be president and not do a worse job than he's done for the last 6 years.
Yeah, I think you could just go out on the street and pluck somebody off the street somewhere, and they could do a better job than Bush. That's obvious. This is your second. We've got a couple minutes before the break. This is your second go around. You ran for president in New Hampshire in 2004, and I know you're not going to leave out the Nazi connection that you uncovered as a journalist. In just this brief minute, lead us in for the next half hour. We'll talk a little about that. Then I want to get to Galen about the pitfalls of these types of movements and what we can do to get over that. But go ahead. Don't forget.
The shortest version I can give you in 30 seconds or so is that in the fall of 2003, I went to the National Archives and Library of Congress and left with authenticated documents that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Prescott Bush, the grandfather of our current president, and George Herbert Walker, his maternal great-grandfather, were Nazi traitors to the country who should have been tried for treason, because despite the fact the government told them to cease and desist, they continued with their Nazi dealings after the U.S. entered the war. That made them guilty of treason, and not only were they not tried, but that fact was covered up very effectively by the Bush family for 60 years.
All right, listen, I want to just we'll briefly touch upon how they persecuted you after you brought this public and ran for president in 2004. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. You can go to rbnlive.com. Again, you can go to rbnlive.com and get the internet live internet feed. The turmoil at RBN has left the archives unavailable. However, I've been told by Chris, my producer, that they're working on it, and it is will be back shortly. So that free 24/7 archive system, which is so vital, will be back intact. All the past shows, the shows during this period of time, during these 3 weeks, are being taped, and I will put up my guest list once the archives are available, so that you can go and get these shows too. But in the interim. Just bear with it. It shouldn't be much longer as the station is just about back to normal, and we're going to continue to always bring you cutting-edge shows like this on RBN, as well as other views and other things that are going on in our country that need to be discussed openly in a fair manner. So you're not going to just get one point of view like what we get on this show. You get others, and that's really what it's all about. The information needs to be put out there so that people can know the truth, and this is what John Buchanan's all about. I've known John now for quite a while, and he's an honest man who just found out the hard way about this evil Bush family. And, John, if you could briefly, just so if we have any listeners who don't know your background, the horrendous things that happened to you, almost getting thrown in jail for 20 years, being accused of things that you never did, just for expressing your constitutional rights. It's just amazing. And I want to leave some time for Galen and you then to discuss the practicalities of what we're going to do in the future here. And I vowed, I said, if you guys get this off the ground, I will help you out, and I'll run for Congress here in Boulder and Nederland, Colorado, the district in Boulder, Colorado. And that should be fun. Because
by the way, I'd like to say, Greg, and I mean this sincerely, because I love Boulder, and I've been to Boulder many times over the years, and as one of the great free-thinking communities in the country, I don't think Boulder could elect a better member of Congress than yourself. So I will be contributing to your campaign.
All right, and I'll be helping you too. It should be fun because there's so many people here. In fact, I went to the coffee shop here in the small town in Nederland that I live in, and I told them I was going to run for Congress, and they said, "We're going to back you, Greg. Don't worry about it. We're behind you, so I can get this whole town behind me, hopefully."
I'm telling you, and I honestly believe, and Galen believes, Greg, that the whole country can respond that way because, like I said earlier, everybody is fed up with the bozos that we have in Congress now.
And I'll tell you, in this coffee shop, Bush is not appreciated. There's some great pictures of him giving the finger to the American people. and a lot of people up here know what's really going on, and they just enjoy talking about the truth, and I really think it'd be great here. But anyway, John, just a little nutshell version of what happened to you after you printed that story in the New Hampshire Gazette.
Absolutely.
And then we'll get
then
the practicals.
That brings it back to a really important issue that Galen and I want to talk about for the campaign as well, and one of our key platform planks. But what happened was after no newspaper or news organization would touch the documents or even look at them, I ended up writing the stories myself, and two articles were published in the New Hampshire Gazette, which happens to be the oldest newspaper in the country, and gave Samuel Adams his first byline in 1756. And those stories ran in October and early November of 2003. As a result of those stories, John McConnell, the 90-year-old founder of Earth Day, called me from Denver, and he had read the articles in the New Hampshire Gazette, and he asked me to run for president and to run for president and get the story out about the Bush family's war profiteering and bring the issue full circle to make the point about war profiteering with the invasion of Iraq. So I agreed to do that. I ran in the Republican primary head-to-head against Bush. I had no campaign organization, no money, really nobody to help me day-to-day. And I came in tied for second place in the New Hampshire Republican primary. I got almost 1,000 votes, which on a cost-per-vote basis, I won the New Hampshire Republican primary. And I got publicity around the country. I did a lot of major market radio interviews and international television and radio interviews in Canada, Germany, the UK, and so on. And my reward for that was twofold. A week after the primary, I was asked to speak at the National Press Club in Washington as the citizen candidate who ran for president. And when I got to Washington, I was taken off the plane by alleged Secret Service agents who, to this day, I believe were not Secret Service agents, and the Secret Service will not confirm or deny. I was terrorized for 2.5 hours at Baltimore Washington Airport, threatened with Guantanamo Bay. They finally let me go. A week later, I was arrested in Miami on phony felony charges, looking at, like you said, at least 20 years in prison. Went to trial with a public defender. On the day of my trial, August 11th, 2004, my public defender said they'd lost my defense and I was going to go to prison and I should get my affairs in order. The 911 Truth Movement got an initiative going online and got me a private lawyer that afternoon, and I went back to court on August 16th with a private attorney from the National Lawyers Guild, and the bogus charges against me were thrown out in 5 minutes. I then published my book, Fixing America, the first edition of it, in October of 2004, went out on a book tour before the election to 18 cities and about 3 weeks, and when I was in Cincinnati a week before the election, I was taken into custody by real Secret Service agents and told they had information I was plotting to assassinate the president. So it's precisely for those reasons that I fled Miami, lived around the country here and there in six states in 18 months, and I now reside in the woods of North Georgia, where I don't even think you can find me with a GPS system.
You know, it's just incredible, that story, and I hope our listeners got every bit of that, because that's exactly what they put their dogs on you, just because you wanted to run for president. You in your campaign, you spoke about the Bush Nazi connection, and boy, you were almost in jail for 20 years on a bogus charge, and then they got to the public defender, who said he lost your file.
Yeah. And it occurred to me the other day, I left out a detail that the previous times we've talked about this. This will really blow your mind. I don't know how I could have forgotten to throw in this little tidbit when we talked before. But when my public defender took me out in the hall and said, "We've lost your defense. You're going to go to prison for a long time, and you probably should get your affairs in order," you know, I broke down into tears and begged in the hallway of the Miami-Dade County Courthouse, and I actually offered to plead guilty in order to not go to prison, you know, take probation, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll plead guilty to something I didn't even do to avoid prison. And as you know, rapists and murderers can plead guilty. She went to the DA, and the DA rejected my offer to plead guilty and said, "We're going to go for the full boat."
Oh, wow. Yeah, they wanted you away.
They wanted you away, buddy.
Well, you're back. You're going to run again. Let's get into the last 20 minutes here. Let's get into, and I want to get to Galen. You've ran for Congress before, Galen.
Yes,
you're disillusioned with the system. You're going to do it again. I know I've been contacted by at least four or five people who want to join this and run for Congress, but we need to get it somehow organized so that people know what they're up against. So can you help some of these people?
Yeah.
Just to qualify,
I'm not running again this time because I'm going to be spending my time helping John and the other people that are wanting to run for Congress. But let me just speak a little bit to my experience. It's actually quite easy to run for Congress in terms of paperwork requirements and that sort of thing. So it's not very onerous at all in terms of the forms that you must fill out. And so the difficult part is, of course, getting votes, because mm-hmm. everything is stacked against you in terms of getting votes. And you can, if I remember right, it might be different in California, different states, but you're allowed to raise like maybe $1,000 without reporting it. But after that, there's some minimum amount of money. It's a very small amount of money. You have to report it. So you do have to keep track of your donations, but that's not a huge thing either. And you also have to submit your own financial records if you raise money. I didn't even have to submit those financial records because I only raised a small amount of money. But I'd like to address how we're going to approach this campaign, because this is a campaign that I personally feel that we can win, the presidency and a number of people coming in and positions in Congress. And if you look at how Howard Dean did it, now Howard Dean's not for real. He's a phony. He's head of the DNC. He's one of them. But his campaign, he showed the effectiveness and the power of an internet campaign. And so what we want to do is do a combination internet campaign with the best website yet. We're working on getting that website up. But I do want to mention, in the meantime, we're using my website that's been up for years, panparty.org. And so anybody listening to this program, please go to that site, and almost all of the issues are issues that John supports and the citizen candidate supports, and we talk about things like corporate personhood and so on and so forth. And then there's a contact page, so you can contact, get in touch with me, and I'll get you working on the campaign, and that's how we're going to get things started. Then, of course, we'll get a website up specifically for John, and we'll put a page up for John's candidacy on this site as well. But in the meantime, until we have our dedicated site up, that's the site we're using just to get jump started. And so it's going to be an internet campaign, but it is also going to be an alternative campaign in using programs like yours, Greg, and I'm so happy to hear that you're on the core team. And we're going to get a core team of people that are empowered to recruit additional people. And this core team of people, we already have a technical person who came from your show, I wanted to say, Greg.
Oh, great, great.
Somebody from Alaska contacted me, and it turns out this woman has wonderful technical skills, and she has already done some nice work for us in figuring out some technical issues, and she has expressed a willingness to help put up the website. And so we've already got a tremendous volunteer and member of the core team. I've had other friends of mine, people that I know who have volunteered to be part of this core team. And so we're getting rolling very quickly here. And,
say, do me a favor.
Sure.
Could you email me with her email? I'd like to get in touch with her for some technical things that I may want to do with the new website for this candidacy.
Sure, I'll put you in touch with her.
Thank you. Go ahead.
If I could add one point there, Greg, that I think is really important that Galen and I also talked about. I'm sure there are, you know, many listeners out there right now that probably think Galen and I are insane ourselves to believe that, you know, a guy hiding out in the woods of North Georgia at the moment, you know, could actually get elected president. But in addition to doing what Galen talked about and following the Howard Dean, you know, viral online marketing model, I think the most important point to bear in mind is that Gandhi was once asked, Gandhi is one of my heroes, and Gandhi was once asked how it was that a little man in a diaper brought down the British Empire. And he said, I did nothing of the sort. I simply communicated my concerns to a few people in my zone of influence who in turn communicated to a few people in their zones of influence until all of India realized it wanted to be free. And here's the point. You know, we're almost a year away from the primary, so we have a year just to put in place what I'm going to tell you now, which is that if we can get three people on board the first week, a year from now, and I've already got more than three, but if three people each week get three additional people to come online with us, come on with us and do this, believe it or not, three times three times three by the week, in 4 months, you have 50 million votes, which is enough to win the presidency.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting, yeah. And I tell you what, it's a great idea because we need to talk, like you're talking, to these political people who are just getting in office, stealing votes, money. You talked earlier, Galen, about how difficult it is sometimes to fight these guys because of the way the laws are written, allowing them to raise money and making it difficult for candidates like John and others who want to do this from a true standpoint. Just elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, of course, the people that are corporate candidates, they raise corporate money. And corporations, you know, Hillary Clinton has already said she's not going to abide by the campaign finance laws and that she's going to, in going around those laws, she can raise an endless amount of money. And the word on the street is she's going to raise $100 million. That's the kind of money we're looking at, $100 million. Now, it's very difficult. It will be very difficult for us in this campaign to raise that kind of money. But the thing is, we don't need that kind of money because money does not buy, I mean, money, you think money buys votes, but people, it's still one vote, one person. We need the people. So while money, you know, you need money for the marketing and that sort of thing, we can do marketing for free, like on your show and on the internet and so on and so forth. So we're going to run a lean and mean campaign that doesn't need as much money. But, you know, they do set it up where it's difficult. You know, they make you do a lot of reporting when you get donations if it's over a certain amount, and that amount is a very, like I said, I think it's like $1,000. But, you know, it's still one person, one vote in this model that John talked about where, you know, one person tells three people and then they each tell three people and on, that's how we're going to do it. I just wanted to mention one other thing on our approach here. My goal is this, is that on the ballot, you will see only come November of 2008, you will see only three names. You'll see the Democrat and you'll see the Republican, and you'll see John's name as the nominee for every other political party.
Yeah,
the Green.
And Galen, I'm so glad you brought that up. If I could just interject one point there, and
sure.
I know Galen's already spoken to him, but one of the people who contacted me from hearing me on the first couple of times with you, Greg, happens to know Galen over the years. His name is Donald Lake, and he lives in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, Don is a good guy.
And he came up with that strategy, which is we're going to try to get every so-called micro-party in the country to join forces that have ballot access in one or two states, et cetera. And believe it or not, by doing that, Don Lake and Galen believe we can get on the ballot in almost all 50 states at a very grassroots level without having to actually spend a dime, believe it or not.
Exactly. And that's the thing. The Greens are on the ballot in every state. And if we can just get the Greens to nominate you, and we're going to be working on that very soon. I mean, we're just right now getting off the launching pad. But, you know, that's our goal.
Very good.
Our goal is to have every single one of these micro and so-called third parties nominate John as their candidate.
All right, listen, we're going to take a short break, come back for our final segment on the Investigative Journal. Back after this short break.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Long time no see. Short time for you and me. So fine, so good.
Okay, we're back, and that's it. We got a short time left here with John Buchanan and Galen Michik, who's his campaign manager. And John is a journalist, investigative journalist, and is now trying to fight to save this country. And he's doing it with a truth campaign that's going to deal with the major issues that these other people in this one-party system we have do not deal with. And one of them is going to be this Nazi connection, because it's very important that people know the history of this family that's in power and how these other congressmen and senators and other presidential candidates cover it up. And if they're covering that up, my question is, what else are they covering up?
Absolutely. So, if I can make a quick point also, Greg, that ties that together with an additional point. One is that what the Bush Nazi story is really about to me is that the ugliest secret that we have as Americans is that for the last 100 years, and now more than ever, war profiteering, cold-blooded profiteering from mass destruction and death is our number one national business, and they're private companies that are not accountable, and the truth is very hard to get at. And the other point I wanted to make is that, you know, the one-party system is built to divide the American people. If you look at every discussion of every candidate now, you know, Mitt Romney or Giuliani or John McCain or John Edwards or any of them, the context is always, are they for or against abortion? Are they for or against gun control? Are they for or against gay rights? I frankly don't think any one of those three issues have anything to do with governance in America, number one, and more important, number two, they can never be resolved to the satisfaction of everyone with one side or the other, precisely because of their divisive issues. Galen and I want to run a campaign based on what everybody in this country can largely agree upon needs to be done so that we, the people, take back our government. And that's what I'm interested in talking about. And all I ask is an open mind to be heard. And if we can get heard, I believe we can get elected and we can take back the entire government. And I mean that sincerely.
I agree with you, John. Those were great words spoken. And in the last minute here, Galen's going to tell us how you can get in touch with the Citizens Candidate Party, also in touch with John Buchanan. You can get to my website, arcticbeacon.com, and get a hold of me, and I'll get you in touch with these guys. But Galen, go ahead. How can people now get involved?
For the time being, go to my website, and that is www.panparty, and that stands for People's Action Network, panparty.org. And you can look at the issues. They're all written up there. And these are issues that both John and I feel very strongly about, and it's around truth, justice and accord, freedom, peace and prosperity. And that's the issues are set out under those six broad principles. And so please do visit the website. You can send me a message. It'll come directly to me, and I'll hook you into the campaign. We've already got a very good core team of people who have volunteered and are using their talents, their unique gifts and talents, to bring this campaign along. One of the things that I learned when I was on the Kucinich campaign is when people said, what should I do? We always said, do what you love, do what you do best. So if you're a musician, we want you to write songs for this campaign. If you're a technical person, we'd like your help with the technical stuff, the website and whatnot. So that's the bottom line. Do what you love for this campaign.
And I'd like to thank you, Greg. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Greg,
we're all out of time, Galen. Okay, we will have them back in a couple of weeks. The Citizen Candidate Party and John Buchanan, a citizen candidate running for president against the evil Bush administration. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Investigative Journal.